want your soul.
The ad itself made me shiver, but at the same time, it was appealing. It read, "Earn $120 per night as a night guard in the morgue. Apply now." I'd been jobless for a while and had to afford to pay my rent and late bills, and with this kind of pay, I'd be able to live like a king. So I applied, hesitantly, half hoping I wouldn't get a response from the company. Not even 2 hours later, I got an email from the prospective employer. "Thank you for applying to our position of night guard in the morgue. We are happy to inform you that your skills are suitable for our company and would hereby like to offer you a 1-year contract for service. If you agree to the terms below, please sign the DocuSign documents and visit the website listed in the email. Please be ready to work by 10 p.m. tonight. You will receive a payment of $600 weekly when you fill out our direct deposit form." Tonight? I thought that was a little too soon, but I didn't complain. I didn't know what to expect or who I'd meet there, so I put on my shirt and jeans and went to the address that was provided a little early. I was there at 9:40 p.m., and a middle-aged man who seemed to be a morgue worker greeted me. "Hello there. Ethan, right? I'm George." He shook my hand with a smile. "I know you were probably sent here on short notice, but the security company whose services we employ was in need of a new guard for tonight's shift right away." "Oh, okay. So I'm outsourced from a security company to your morgue then?" "Yeah, that's right. You work for an outsourcing security company, and from what I hear, they pay pretty well. So who knows? You may even get a better position in the future." And he winked at me. "Right, right. I guess that could happen. So, about the duties here." "Oh, that. Oh, no big deal. Just make sure nobody breaks in." And then he leaned in and said, "Or breaks out." We stared at each other for a moment, but then he chuckled and said, "Ah, I'm just fucking around. Well, listen, my shift is over, so I'll be going now. Just sit tight in the office and relax until 6 a.m. That's when the first shift arrives here." And with that, he left. I sat down by the desk in the office. I thought this probably isn't going to be so bad. There was a paper in front of me, and after observing it, I realized it was a list of rules addressed to me. I opened it up, and it read, "To the new guard, welcome to the company. Below is the list of rules for your new job. Rule number 1. The first thing you should do is conduct a full sweep of the area to make sure nothing is out of the ordinary, including the crypt. Important note, if any of the body chambers are pulled out into the crypt, push them back in. They should remain pushed in at all times. Rule number 2. After the sweep, you may remain in the office until the end of the shift." There were more rules listed below, but I decided to pause for a second and first check the place out. It was fairly small, with one big room that had medical supplies in it, the crypt, and a bathroom. I first decided to get the worst out of the way, the crypt. I left the office and opened the sturdy crypt door, immediately getting hit by a wave of cold air. Inside were 2 body carts in the middle of the room and cold chambers on the walls. All of them were closed, so I hastily left the room. On my way back from the bathroom, I saw a man in a lab coat standing in the medical room. He was fiddling with some of the tools next to a body bag. "Jesus, you scared the hell out of me," I said. He shot me a bemused glance and continued working. "I thought everybody left already. My name's Ethan. I'm the new guard." I extended my hand, but he simply ignored me. I then waved dismally and returned to the office. I was about to continue reading the rules when there was a sudden creaking sound reverberating throughout the building. It was faint, but it sounded like the pipes. It intermittently lasted for a few seconds and paused just as long. I ignored it and slacked some more, checking out my phone. But the longer the creaking lasted, though, the more I got unnerved, because they sounded less like pipes and more like moans. I stepped back out to go ask the employee what that was, but he was already gone by then. I couldn't tell exactly where the sound was coming from, but it sounded like the crypt, so I went back there. As soon as I opened the door, the whole building went silent. I held my breath as I observed the room and then realized that one of the body drawers was pulled out slightly. I pushed it back in and took off back to the office. I was a little creeped out, and the creaking was completely gone by then, and so I continued reading the rest of the rules. Rule number 3, you may sleep in the office, but it is not a good idea to do so. Just then, the loudest sound made me jump out of my skin. "Please, someone let me out," the voice cried from somewhere, and the pipes carried his voice. I stood up, heart racing. "Let me out, I can't breathe," the voice repeated, now followed with a series of loud banging. I opened the office door and the screams were apparently coming from the crypt again. I shuddered but decided to open the door. "I'm not dead. I'm not dead. This is a mistake. Someone, please." The voice got louder as soon as I opened the sturdy door. "Where are you? Who's there?" I frantically looked around while the man continued screaming bloody murder and banging. I approached the source of the sound and leaned in to listen and make sure that this was the right chamber. "I'm not dead. Please, please let me out." The voice and the banging suddenly stopped when I abruptly pulled out the drawer and was met with a cold, dead body of a middle-aged man. I stood there, staring at the lifeless corpse, my mind unable to comprehend what just happened. I heard it very clearly, felt the banging as I held the drawer handle, and then it was as if someone just shut it off abruptly. Was my mind playing tricks on me? I pushed the drawer back in quickly and headed out of the crypt again, shutting the office door and thinking that applying for this job may have been a really bad idea. I felt like I was on pins and needles, but convinced myself after a while that it was all in my head. I took out the list of rules again and continued reading. Rule number 4. You may play music to kill the silence, so long as it doesn't drown out any outside noises. Rule number 5. If you hear incoherent sounds coming from the crypt, you can ignore them. Rule number 6. If those sounds turn into panic screams, do the following. If the screams are female, ignore them until they stop. Do not enter the crypt during this time under any circumstances. If the screams are male, locate the source of the screams and pull out the body drawer. This should stop the screaming. We do hope you enjoy your new job at the Merrickville Morgue. The page ended there. I placed the paper down and leaned back in the chair for a moment. I glanced at the clock and noticed that it was 1 a.m., and I started feeling a bit sleepy. After a while, I let my eyes shut, and just as I started drifting into dream, I felt a firm grip from behind on my shoulder. I instantly shot up, knocking the chair down in the process. Nobody was there. I no longer felt sleepy, and everything was quiet for a while, and I went into the bathroom once more. When I returned, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was pretty much ready to end the shift there. I started thinking how it wasn't so bad for $120 until I flipped the paper with the rules and realized that there was something else written on the back of it. Rule number 7. All the staff will be out of the building by 10 p.m. So if you see a man in a lab coat during your shift, do not, under any circumstances, try to talk to him. I was stunned. I swear on the first page that was the end of it. I reread this hidden rule 7 times over, but the text remained the same. Then, I heard a gentle knock on the office door. I looked up and through the glass, and I saw the man in the lab coat grinning at me. It's now 4:30 a.m. and he keeps knocking. I'm not sure what I'm going to do now, especially since I've just broken the rules of the Merrickville morgue.